The Republican Party hates so-called Obamacare, but when it comes to replacing the bill, the party is divided over how to change the healthcare system. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
You've heard about the angry protests at Republican town halls across the nation, but you may not know there's also a heated debate happening inside closed-door Republican meetings on Capitol Hill. The 30 or so member House Freedom Caucus voted as a bloc to fully repeal the Affordable Care Act before the party even has a replacement in hand. But here's Wyoming Senator John Barrasso.
We need to repeal and then repair the damage.
Did you hear that change in messaging? Remember when the GOP swept into power in 2010 on the message of repeal and replace? Listen to Barrasso again.
We need to repeal and then repair the damage that's been done by this, provide relief.
While that repeal and repair is angering conservative lawmakers, more moderate Republicans are warning the party of a potential backlash if they quickly rip health insurance away from millions of people. The fear is that backlash could cost some Republicans their seats. New Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur even voted against the budget Republicans passed that set the ball rolling for repealing the health law.
With a Republican Congress and a Republican White House, we're not passing messaging bills here. We are shooting live rounds.
New Jersey has a Republican governor, but it expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. Republicans there and elsewhere worry about what to do with those millions of people who now have health insurance for the first time. That's why MacArthur says his party needs a replacement in hand soon.
And because before we repeal, we need to know what the replacement's going to look like. And so I cannot support that drive to repeal and then hope things work out. A hope so, maybe so replacement is no replacement at all.
But Republicans in rural red states, like Wyoming, don't want to have to pay for the Medicaid expansion in other states. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she's watching the issue closely.
Now, in particular, Wyoming has got a number of, you know, really important issues and concerns because we're a rural state, because we're a small state population-wise, because we did not expand Medicaid. And so it's going to be a real priority for me to make sure that, you know, we have a good solution so that the states that didn't expand Medicaid aren't in a position where we're hurt by that.
Cheney also says the party can't take insurance away from people without giving them a way to access coverage.
I think it's going to be really important to make sure that people have, you know, people don't lose their coverage, the things we've talked about before, that we're not in a position where we're pulling the rug out from under folks.
Cheney says allowing people to get insurance across state lines could help drive down costs and provide people cheaper options than existed before Obamacare passed.
You know, in the past, when we've tried to allow that in Wyoming at a state level, it's been very difficult because our health care costs are so high and because our population is so small. But hopefully, if we have a situation where you've got those restrictions lifted nationwide, people really will be able to begin to have more choice.
As the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi is working with party leaders to craft a viable replacement option. In the past, Enzi has said he wants to replace Obamacare, but he wants Congress to take its time. He says he's hearing concerns from Republicans across the political spectrum, but he says the party isn't as divided as Democrats are trying to portray them as.
Oh no, I've known that this is a very difficult task with a lot of different opinions, at least one for every senator.
Right.
So I'm just trying to coordinate it.
Enzi is confident his party can pass a replacement bill and send it to President Trump for his signature.
Of course we'll get it, and they'll like it.
As for the details of that bill and the timeline, there doesn't seem to be any consensus in the GOP as of yet. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.